Today's episode is a series of short recordings made to two separate people inside the same family. An older sister, approximately early 20s, maybe 21 years old, as best as I can remember. And then her younger brother, whose name is Isaac, at the age of about 10 when I'm making these recordings back and forth to them. Now, this was from June of 2015, so I do not have the emails from that far back. So let me give you a little background. The young lady in the first recording you'll hear, she began contacting me shortly after seeing Trusting God in the Storm. And I found out that she came from one of the most broken homes and childhoods that at that point in time I had ever heard. And even all these years later, she would still be at the very top of that list. The amount of abuse and neglect and darkness that this family experienced and faced was absolutely shocking. If I told you, you most likely wouldn't believe that people treat human beings like how this young woman had been treated. She came out of it looking for God. And she was serious about her love and wanting to take him seriously. And I traded multitudes of recordings with this young lady. And then her brother, who would never listen to her, started to become curious about the, quote, man of God that she was speaking with. And he began to ask if he could talk to me. Now, this was a time in my ministry when I would occasionally still do phone calls and give my phone number out to people. I had to stop doing that not too long after that because, as you can imagine, it just became unrealistic. So at this point in time, this young boy takes an interest in the seed of Christ in his sister. Although he's been very naughty and he's gotten himself in a lot of trouble, he's watching his sister grow out of the darkness and into the light. And when I say darkness, I mean there was manifestations of demons in this house where these young people would walk into their bedroom and see the dark, shadowy figures basically sitting on the bed. I mean, there was some darkness of darkness in this home. Extreme poverty, extreme childhood neglect, and nothing short of terrible abuse that was in this family. Broken family, husband gone, multiple fathers and men kind of coming and going, broken home, just terrible, terrible situation. So in this particular season of their life, the young boy wanted to speak to me and he wanted to let me know that his dad, who was divorced from his and her mom, the older sister's mom, he wanted to know how he should respond and what does God think about his situation, knowing that his dad was about to take his mom to court and try to prevent him from being able to ever go to her house. In other words, taking away her visitation. Now, this is obviously something he knew that I had firsthand experience with through my children. And although my children weren't taken away by the court, nonetheless, they were taken away by evil. And he knew that I couldn't see my children anymore. And he was fearful of this action that his dad was about to take. So he began to ask me, what is the right thing to do in this situation? And he was terribly upset. And he was somebody who desperately wanted justice. And he was becoming angry. And he was starting to act out and do things that were sinful. And yet he had an awareness of God, especially from his sister. And he knew that what he was doing was wrong. So I ended up giving him counsel about, although you don't want to hear this, young Isaac, here's what Jesus taught. And I told him about turning the other cheek, not resisting an evil person. And if someone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. And I explained to him how God sees this whole situation. But then we began to pray. And as I was on the phone praying with him, the Spirit had me pray specifically that the Father's heart would be changed and that he would not do this. And I wanted so much for this young man to see God come through for him so that he could have an experience and know that this God that his sister was pursuing was real. This God that the, quote, man of God he wanted to talk to was real. And that he knew him by name and could save him and help him and answer his prayers. And he could learn to know and walk with this God through Jesus Christ all the way into salvation at the end of his life. And in these recordings, this is where I get the incredible news, first from the sister, and then later from the brother, about how this prayer was answered. And as best as I can remember, it was only a few days after we prayed that Isaac got notification that the father had indeed changed his mind and he was no longer going to take his mom to court in order to try to prevent her from having any visitation with him anymore. This was a huge, huge blessing for this family struggling so much to come out of the darkness. Now, I just want to put in a little disclaimer to know and remind people that God doesn't always answer prayers like this, no matter how much faith that you have. 1 John says, if we ask anything according to his will, we know that God hears us. And if we know that he hears us, we know we have of him what we ask, but the key words being in accordance with his will. So keep that in mind and also know that no doubt that God would have been at this time looking to prove himself to this young sister and to this even younger brother as the great I am, who's a living God who answers prayers to those who come to him. May God bless you as you listen. So listen, I just got your email about Isaac and I praise the Lord for that. That is awesome. That is awesome. And I'm sure maybe Isaac will remember, but if not, remind him that this is exactly what I felt led to pray for him when I was on the phone as we prayed for his dad. And the lesson that I shared with him when he asked me, he says, you know, what advice do you have in this situation? And I told him that we allow ourselves to be wronged, that as a Christian, we obey Matthew 5:39. We do not resist an evil person or somebody acting evil. We all can do that from time to time, but that we would allow, when we can have no control over it, we allow whatever happens to happen, trusting that God is sovereign and in control and working out everything according to his will. And then we pray for that person that God will move upon their heart. And we prayed that day, Isaac and I prayed, that God would change his dad's heart and help him to see things differently. And so praise God, praise God. He's faithful as always. And I'm so excited, not that God is faithful, because he always is, and I've seen him be faithful so many times, but because Isaac and your family got to see God's faithfulness. That is awesome. Thank you so much for sending that to me. I'm so proud of you. You know, let me tell you something. It may be difficult that he can't hear, or it seems that he cannot always hear what you're saying. Again, remember that a prophet is without honor in his own home and in his own hometown. That is you, and that is me. It goes the same way for me. Sometimes people that are in my inner circle don't want to hear it from me, as well as people that from other states or other countries will hear. It's just that way. But don't ever forget, he really is listening, and God is honoring you, and God is honoring the Spirit of Christ in you now. It's just taking a little bit of time. You keep doing what you're doing, young lady. You keep fighting the fight. You keep praying, being a prayer warrior, keeping your eyes on him. Keep seeking him with everything you have. I know God must just delight when he looks down from heaven upon your heart and sees you fighting the good fight of faith that you are and seeking him and loving him. So I'm proud of you. Thank you for being such an amazing big sister. Thank you for being such an amazing daughter to your mother. Be sure to tell your mom I said hello. And I'm thinking about you guys, and I'm going to pray for all of you again right now as I hang up before I leave the house. And you tell Isaac he can call me anytime. Tell him his big brother's looking out for him and praying for him, okay? God bless you, sister. Thank you so much for sending me the email. Praise Jesus. Isaac, it's Michael. Congratulations, brother. I just got an email from your sister a little bit ago, and I heard the fantastic news about your dad's decision. And buddy, I just wanted to tell you, God is so proud of you for giving him faith to work with. When we prayed, remember we prayed and asked God to bless your dad and to change his heart. And so now God is showing you that he is faithful and that he will answer prayers.
And you know, the most important thing about this, Isaac, is that God is trying to not just answer a prayer, but he more importantly wants you to really know, and he wants you to really believe that he knows you and that he loves you and that he made you for a purpose. And he wants you to learn how to walk with him. You know, he's invisible. We have to access God through faith, but when we give him that faith to work with, he begins to show up and do amazing things in our life. And years down the road, you'll learn how to fine tune like a radio station, how to tune in and hear God's voice. And you'll see him warn you of things and give you promises for good things in the future. And he'll encourage you and he'll correct you. And he'll tell you personally, he loves you and he's proud of you using providence or his scripture. You'll see, you'll learn how to hear God. And I just want you to know, buddy, that I am so, so happy for you, man. I'm so happy for you. Okay. Now I want to share with you one tip. I'm not going to give you too much to think about. I just want to share with you one tip, the next lesson with God. So now you have seen that God answered our prayer, right? We prayed for this exact thing and God answered the prayer, and he answered it rather quickly. Well, just so you know, that's usually the way God does it in the beginning, when he's trying to teach you how to hear from him and he's trying to help you know that he really is real. Many times he'll answer prayers quicker. So what you could expect to see as you grow older and you begin to talk to God more and you read the Bible and you pray, I just want to let you know, so you're not discouraged, that what God will begin to do is sometimes he will let more time pass in between the time you pray for something and the time that you actually get it. And not only that, but you have to make sure that what you're praying for is in accordance with God's will. So for example, if you started praying for a candy apple red Ferrari tomorrow, you and I both would know that that is probably not in God's will for you. You might say, well, why isn't that in God's will for me? I think that's a good thing. Because the way the human being is designed, if God were to give you some really awesome toys like that, worldly stuff, you'll have a tendency to put all of your attention and your affection and your love and your time into it. And that defeats the reason that he created you, which is for him. So God may give you some good things down the road, but only usually after he knows that those things won't become more important to you than he is. He is your perfect father and he loves you and he made you for him. Okay. So just know that going forward, you may see that God puts a little bit more time in between when he answers your prayer. And the time between you asking for a prayer and you seeing its fulfillment when God answers it is when you wait on God. And that is one of the most important lessons you can learn being a Christian, is learning to wait upon God. And as you wait upon God, he will change you, make you more into Jesus Christ, make you look more like Jesus. He'll change the parts of your heart that maybe you don't like so much or that are in his way. And he'll also increase your strength, your faith in him. So the longer you wait, it's like lifting weights, right? So if I give you this little 5-pound dumbbell, you could lift that easy. But if I handed you a 30-pound dumbbell and said, now start doing curls with that, well, you couldn't just do that immediately. You would have to work up to that, right? It's the same thing with the Lord. And he knows exactly how much weight you can handle faith-wise. But what he'll do is he will continue to increase that weight so that you have stronger and stronger faith, okay? Now, I'm going to tell you something. I don't want this to scare you, because God realizes that you're young, but he also knows that the Spirit of Christ in you is capable of doing things you're not, okay? So if you've asked Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior and you've asked him to put your Spirit in you, you know that Jesus is living inside of you. And so now you learn how to live by listening to his voice rather than yours, all right? But now here's the thing that I want to tell you about. As you get stronger and stronger, one thing that you'll notice is that the time will increase. And so the thing I wanted to tell you, sorry, I'm trying to drive in traffic here, getting a little distracted. But the thing I want to tell you is, like, for example, I have a wonderful, wonderful promise that God has given me. He spoke very, very clearly to me, Isaac, for one of the desires of my heart. Okay? And it's actually for a wife, because my wife divorced me and she basically threw me away, and I did not want to be divorced. But because my wife's heart was hurting and she didn't want to get help for her heart and she didn't want to humble herself before God, God allowed her heart to be hardened. And so she decided to divorce me and leave. And I prayed and prayed and prayed, and God showed me that she was going to be gone, but that one day he would give me a new wife. Okay? So here's what I want to tell you. I've been waiting for my new wife for 2 years and 9 months. So we're talking about almost 3 years that I've been waiting. And you might say, wow, that's a long time. I don't think I could ever wait for 3 years for something. But you should understand that one day the time will come when God will ask you to trust him for the desire of your heart for something really awesome. And it may take a long time. But I will tell you something, that the best things in life are the things that you have to wait the longest for. And when they finally come through for you, you will be so, so happy. And in the meantime, you will have learned so much about how to trust God. So I just wanted you to know, and that's kind of an extreme example. I'm not telling you that all the prayers I ask for, God has me wait 3 years for, or I could never make it, buddy. I could never make it waiting that long, right? So anyhow, buddy, I am so, so happy for you. You know, you can call me anytime. And if I miss your voicemail, if I miss you, buddy, I'll call you back. And I just wanted to let you know, brother, I am so, so proud of you and so happy for you. God loves you, brother. He loves you so much, man. And so do I. I'm your brother in Christ. I love you like a big brother does, okay? All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.